Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. Oh, we've got some good stuff coming up for you in this episode. Actually, in the next two episodes, we're going to talk about how to increase sales. So just remember that all of this is really directed towards service-based entrepreneurs, right? So these are people who work with people. It doesn't necessarily matter whether you're a coach or a consultant or you work with people in some other way, but you're offering a service. And so if that applies to you, especially if you have an online presence, then get out a notepad and a pen or a pencil. You're going to want to take notes because we're going to drop like everything we know on you right now. And we're just going to bring the heat, and please pay attention to all of it. Listen to it twice. These episodes are going to change the game for you.
So this is, like Dan was mentioning, such a potent topic. And it was something we wanted to touch on because, again, we do listen to the feedback that you guys give us, and we do actually pay attention to your messages and your questions, believe it or not. And this was something that was coming up for a lot of you over the last few weeks, is really around sales and how to have more fun-loving, lighthearted sales conversations, how to really be able to increase your conversions, how to really feel aligned in what you're offering and be able to put that offer into the world, right? And not be disheartened if you don't receive massive amounts of engagement on that. And then what to do around that so that you can start to shift that. So really, we're going to be addressing all of these over the next few episodes. So get excited. And I think the first place that we can really start with is, as a service-based entrepreneur, again, specifically for those of you that are online, the first thing that we want to look at is how you're actually feeling about your offer and what it is you're creating and how clear you are with whom your offer is for. Because before we even dive into the actual sales conversation, the foundation of your sales calls comes down to how clear you are with what it is you're actually offering and the benefits of that offer. And so what that means is, here's the service that I'm delivering, but you're positioning it from the perspective of, here's the service you're receiving. And here's how receiving this service is benefiting you in all of these aspects of your life, right? Not just here's what you're learning, but here's how learning this is changing and transforming every component of you as a human being. And this piece right here is key. It's really making sure that you have the clarity here. So when you actually talk about your offer, people listen to that and they read it and they see it from a place where it resonates much more deeply, right? So that's going to be the first piece, is number one, how clear are you on what your offer actually is and who your offer is actually for, right? And again, you want to be as specific as possible. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot, but specificity is key, because the more that you can start to paint a really, really clear picture for people, where when you're saying something, it actually puts an image in their mind versus just kind of speaking generally, the more deeply people are going to resonate. So an example of this. Let's say I'm a health and fitness coach, and I'll just touch on this topic because it's something I've been teaching for 3-4 years now. The common thread is I help women lose weight, right? It's such a broad way to speak about what you're doing. And so a much better way to reframe this for your offer when you're starting to actually market what you're doing and position yourself for sales calls is really getting clear on the type of woman that you're working with, where she's at in her life, what kind of person she actually is, why she wants to lose the weight, what's really relevant for her, and how having that shift and transformation is going to create benefits in other areas of her life. So for instance, the way that we would reframe this sentence would be, I support, let's say, high achieving women to be able to create more spaciousness in their life, relieve stress, and build the body they love around their busy schedule. Right. So now I'm speaking specifically to those high achieving women. I'm pre-qualifying through that statement as well. So you guys can hear a lot of different little micro hacks here that they are high achieving women. They're at a certain level in their life and in the career, because I want people that are in a place financially where they're able to invest in my services, especially if it's higher ticket. And I'm speaking specifically to the areas of their life that I know are most relevant to them, right? stress is probably a really big thing for high achieving women because they're in a very high stress career, more than likely. Them actually having a body that they can love and enjoy is another big thing. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm speaking to diet mentality. It just means that they're able to build a body they love, whatever that means to them. Another aspect that I could probably touch on here is like that self-love component, right? Like them really loving and feeling confident in their skin and that would actually mean for them. So just in this piece alone, we're starting to get clear on who this offer is actually for, what the offer is actually doing for your clients, not just, hey, here's the information I teach, right? Because then it's all about you. And that's not really positioning yourself strategically.
So you want to make it really, really specific as well, because obviously the general concept of if you try to talk to everybody, no one will listen, right? So you want to be able to get so specific with this that you know how every little part of your offer will help them change their lives in a very specific way. So you should be able to see your avatar, right? Your ideal client in the very beginning of their journey. So before they start working with you, and be able to fully trace as if it was a movie, right? Something that you could give to a director and have them create a movie of exactly your vision of what will happen in this person's life as they work with you and then after. So that you know everything, you know the full timeline, and then you can speak to any part of that. Now, the beautiful thing is with this, when you really have this fleshed out for you, you're going to be able to write all sorts of content and speak to all sorts of different aspects of this person's life. And you'll be able to as well, when you get on the phone, truly let them know that they are seen and heard because you've done all this work up front. I know that when I first started off, when I created my first group program, I received a little bit of backwards advice from one of my previous business coaches, which was to create a program that would be widely applicable to pretty much everyone so that I could put everybody in the program. And that sounded really good. I thought, great, I can put so many people in here. And oh, well, if I get really specific, wouldn't that narrow down the number of people who I'd be able to put in the program? Wouldn't I make less? Don't I want to put everybody I can into this program, right? It sounds logical, but it's actually not. Because what I found was that with such a general offer, with a general program, I really didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't know how to make anybody feel connected with it. Because I didn't have any specifics, right? It's just like Sophie is saying, well, helping women lose weight. How does a woman look at that and think, ah, that's me? She's talking about me. Very easy to think, well, not me. Because the only thing there is a woman. There you have all these then limiting beliefs on this person. You don't even know what that is. I help women lose weight. Well, that can just easily trigger, oh, not talking about me. Or, oh, it won't work for me. Or, oh, it's so general. I have such a specific body. I have specific needs. Or maybe this will work. You can have so many objections immediately, like before they even get into your content or your CTA, that you get disqualified before you even have a chance. But the more specific you get, the more connected your audience can be. And the more they feel instantly like, oh, wait, no, this is me. And they'll pay attention. They'll perk up. And the beautiful thing is that about that is, yeah, you may think I'm speaking to a very specific audience. I won't be able to put that many people into the program. Not true. Because when you speak that specifically, you will have more people paying attention. Actually, you will polarize your audience, which is great. You'll send the people who you're not talking to away so you don't waste your time and they don't waste theirs. And the only people who will listen are the people who truly are your audience. And because they're even more connected, you'll end up with even more people in the program. So that's how that logic really fleshes out.
And it was a question that actually came up recently from somebody that it was inside my community. They were asking about, do I need to have 10K followers on Instagram before I start making offers? And I'm laughing with you on this one. Because no, you don't. In fact, similar to exactly what Dan's talking about here, you don't need to have a super large following in order to create massive profits in your business. You can be highly successful with such a small number. In fact, especially when we're talking about Instagram specifically, you're so much better off when you have a smaller audience that's more hyper engaged than just having vanity numbers, vanity metrics, right? Like 10K followers that aren't engaged, because then that's impacting and affecting the way that your audience perceives you, right? So you really want to be hyper focused on becoming that big fish in a small pond versus trying to be another small fish in a big pond, right? And that's really this analogy of you getting clear, you niching down, you really knowing this is the offer, this is who it's for, this is how it's optimally serving them. And you're also establishing yourself as an expert and as an authority in that specific industry in that specific way, which gives you so much more credibility. And then the other thing I want to touch on here is the question of like, well, how do I stand out, right? Because we all know, like, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it feels like every industry is so overly saturated. And the piece of separation that I think so many people forget about, right, is you. Like, you are the separating factor between yourself and every other person in your industry. It's who you are, it's how you show up, and it's your philosophies, your beliefs, and your stories. And a beautiful example of this, more recently, I had reached out to my audience on Instagram and let them know, it's like, hey, I'm looking for this type of coach, trainer, nutritionist who can support me in this way and help me do these specific things. I was very clear in like what I was looking for and what I was wanting and what I was needing. And I had a multitude of women reach out to me. And as I was gearing through all of these women, and they were all great, incredible, highly qualified people who had amazing programs and great results, but what really sold me on the person that I ended up hiring was the relatability factor, was the fact that she had a story where she had literally gone through the process that I had experienced. She had done bikini comp training. She had gone to a place where she developed a lot of the fatigue and a lot of the anxiety and a lot of the binge eating. And she had healed herself from that. And now she's in a place where she's embodying this more intuitive lifestyle where she trains and she also has the body with it, right? The process and the information that she teaches is very, very similar to pretty much every other person out there, right? They're all teaching very much intuitive and eating, more intuitive training, actually understanding like your body and all of the mindset components. But what sold me on her was her philosophies around it, her beliefs around it, the fact that she was sharing the story that I deeply resonated with and I could relate to. And that for you is what's going to attract your ideal client, your audience. And this is what's going to make your sales conversations so much easier. And it's usually this piece of like, we're covering a lot of space here. So I'm hoping you guys can keep up. If not, pause and rewind. But when it comes to your ideal client and you really building authority, you're going to have the most authority with the people you most easily resonate with, right? And so this is where when we're thinking about niches, and my encouragement for my clients is always to pick the audience that you most deeply resonate with, that you feel you can most effortlessly, authentically connect to and relate with, because those are going to be the people that you hold the most authority with versus audiences that maybe you don't as well connect with, right? You can support them, but you're not going to as easily connect with them. So you're going to have a lot more climbing to do in that relationship building, because they're not going to feel like you get them as much because there's not as many parallels, right? So that's really what we want to do inside of your content, is we want to demonstrate to your audience your connectability, your relatability, how you understand them and how you get them and how your personal experience, your philosophies, your beliefs, your story allows them to see you as somebody that gets them.
Right. And so what that's going to mean is that you're going to have to put yourself out there really vulnerably. It's that powerful vulnerability that will allow you to say, this is who I am. This is my journey. These are the struggles that I've overcome. And even these are the struggles that I'm going through now. Allow yourself to be a human online so that they can connect with you as if you guys are getting drinks together at a bar and you're just talking, right? And you're really just connecting, heart open. And that's kind of a big, scary thing for a lot of people. Especially if you're a coach. I know I used to think that if I was going to put myself out online, I had to be perfect. I had to seem like I got all my shit together, that I have answers for everything, that I have no more problems anymore, that I'm really professional. And the problem with that is that people don't connect that way. You come off too perfect, like you're not even a person anymore. You're like a cardboard cutout of a person. And people will not be able to reach you, right? There'll be a huge distance. And the funny thing is, I noticed that when I was speaking to people just one-on-one or meeting people at networking events or whatever I was doing at the time, that it was really easy for me to attract people into my business, but absolutely nothing from my website or online. And that was really the disconnect, that when people met me in person, they could see who I really was and they could see like, oh, Dan's just a guy. And I had no problem there for some reason talking about how the fact like, no, I don't have all my shit together. I'm a human being. I have my own challenges. I have my own struggles. I've got a lot of them and I'm human, right? So that means that I've got a crazy personality. I've got a ton of different parts of me and most of them are not super professional. Most of them are into my hobbies or musical tastes or my incessant need to celebrate life and go to festivals and party and stay up way too late and stuff like that, right? But that allows people to see who I really am. People want to see you. People want to get to know you and get to feel that they're working with a human being, not just some perfect idea of what a human being should be. And that'll mean, yes, not everybody's going to like you and not everybody's going to connect with you. You're going to turn a lot of people off. Good. That's a really good thing because, again, they're not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste theirs. You're going to speak to the people who really do resonate. And it's good to be polarizing. It really is. And if you're feeling the resistance to that, you'd have to look inside, find out where is it? Do you really think that you need to be accepted by everyone or liked by everyone in order to have a thriving business? Because I'll tell you straight up, you want people to not resonate with you. That's how you know that you're putting something out there that is truly authentic to you, because you'll get people who say, I love you. People say, I hate you. And that is such a beautiful thing for business.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a turning point. And I think what I've come to find over the years is, especially in supporting so many women inside of this, there's like this fear that comes up of rejection. It's like a big rejection piece of like, oh, if somebody doesn't like this post that I share, or people aren't engaging with it, or no one's responding to this, we internalize that and we take it personally and we go with this idea of, or this narrative of, no one likes it, which means no one likes me, which means I'm not lovable, which means I'm not worthy, which means, well, you know, then we go on and on and on. So it's important to recognize that internal piece, right? That internal narrative that you have when it does come to actually showing up more authentically. And there is a way to show up authentically and vulnerably and transparently while still remaining in your power, right? There is a very specific way to do this. And I think this is kind of that piece that separates people who overshare, right? And I think we all know those people. And the people who share from a place of power where you also feel like, wow, this person is so wise, but so experienced, right? In the sense of like, wow, look at what they've been able to not just experience, but also learn and captivate from that experience and step into. And here's the piece that a lot of people forget to recognize. And it was actually a conversation I was having with one of my girlfriends more recently, because she does like this beautiful job. She's a branding and web design expert, and her social platforms were flawless, like flawless. And we were having the conversation around it. And I was like, you're never showing yourself outside of like being this perfect, polished person. And that's the standard that you're setting for your clients. Like that's the standard that you're setting for your audience, that they need to be that way in order to be where you are, right? So it's important that you allow your audience to see that to be where you are, you can also be all of these other things, because it's recognizing that your audience are buying from you because they want to be like you, which means they want to see what's possible and that they can actually embody all of these different parts of them in that level of success and whatever you're teaching them. Because if you're only showing them that it's like, you have to be just this way, right? You're just showing this one part of you, or just these two, three parts of you that you think are socially acceptable. That's what you're teaching your audience of what they need to be in order to get where you are. So the more that you add these dynamics, these layers, and you allow your audience to see you as a multifaceted human being, and you allow them to see, oh, it is possible for me to achieve success in whatever that area is that you teach, they're much more prone to feel safe, to feel accepted, to feel fully seen, and to be willing to go there with you because they feel like all of them is okay to be there.
It's kind of like watching a movie with like a superhero or some sort of protagonist who overcomes a major challenge, right? In the beginning, you're going to be offered a lot of opportunities to connect with that character, to feel like you're like them, to say, ah, I do that, I've felt that, I've lived through that, I've been there. So that when this character overcomes that major challenge, there's a part of you that thinks, ah, me too, I can do that also. It's one of the reasons why we really enjoy like really good superhero movies. It's because we identify with them. And then when the superhero wins, obviously we're not saying like, oh, you know, I can fly too, or I have X-ray vision also. No, there's a part of us emotionally that thinks, I'm kind of like that. And so a part of me can do something like that too. Maybe I'm stronger than I thought I was. Maybe I can do more than I thought I could. Maybe I'm more capable, whatever. And so you want to give your audience that feeling as well of seeing who you used to be, who you are now, the journey you went on, so that they can really feel, oh my God, I can do this too, right? I'm just like that. And if this person can do it, I can do it. And then when you give your offer online to show them how to do it, well, then you've got a hook, right? So there's a lot in it. Before you even get to a sales conversation that will set you up in such a way that you're kind of already done. Like by the time you get to a sales call that's constructed in the right way, that person already wants to say yes to you. And so we'll talk about the sales call later, but really make sure that you've got the earlier parts handled. Your organic marketing, the way that you frame yourself, what you let people see of yourself, so that when you put an offer out there, that it's received and there is an emotional connection with it.
Yep. And I love what you're bringing up here. The question's probably floating through your mind right now of, okay, how does any of this have to do with sales? Right. But all of this is part of the sales conversation. It's the unspoken part of the sales conversation. And if you have been living with the idea that the sales conversation starts on the sales call, whew, this is the missing piece for you. It really, really is. Because the sales conversation starts the minute that somebody sees you online, the minute that somebody connects with you. That's where the sales conversation starts. Every piece of content you create is a way for somebody to connect with you, to learn from you, to decide whether or not that you are for them. And that's why it's so important to be intentional about what you're creating, what you're cultivating, and what you're putting out there. Now, as we start to become even more strategic with your content, right? I mentioned this a little bit earlier. So yes, showing up authentically, being really specific in who you're speaking to. And the next piece is pre-qualifying your audience. Now, a lot of people have in place who are a little bit more established, like some sort of education, right, that they do before they hop on sales calls. But what I'm referring to specifically here, and an even more strategic way to do this, is you pre-qualify through your content, right? Your content is your saving grace in business. And how you do that, again, is like what I teach my clients is you want to speak specifically to more solution-oriented people. And what I mean when I say that is content should be focusing, what I use like the 80-20 rule, 80% on the solution, 20% on the problem, right? Because people who are seeking solutions are not wanting to actively read about the problems and the struggles that they're in. They may connect with that lightly, but if you're spending so much time in that, you're going to attract the people who are so deep in it that they can't yet see the solution. One of the activities that I always offer my clients is let's go look at your content from the perspective of a consumer, and how much of your content is focusing on the pain, on the problem. And this is very much that old paradigm and that very manipulative, scarcity-based marketing approach, right? Focus on the pain, focus on the problem, focus on the lack. It just doesn't feel good. And then you attract people who are just stuck in their shit and they don't have as much of a capacity to be willing to take massive action. which isn't what you want when you're running a business. So part of this and part of your pre-qualification is, number one, starting to focus more on the solution-oriented audiences by producing more solution-oriented content, meaning you're speaking specifically to, this is what's possible, this is where you're stepping into, this is specifically what it looks like, and you're providing tangible examples of what it looks like in their life. The other key component in this is you speaking specifically to the life conditions of your ideal client, right? So more than just, oh, she's a woman, and she's a mom, and she's busy, and she's working, right? Even inside of that, there is such a spectrum of people in different socioeconomic statuses that you can be speaking to. So what you want to actually be doing here is you want to start to speak to the specific life conditions of that busy working mom who is in the higher socioeconomic status, meaning that she's probably not just sitting here trying all these fad diets, right? She's probably more so super busy with her career right now and dealing with that. And the fact that she is doesn't really have time to spend with her husband and she feels like she doesn't even have the time to work out, right? Time is probably going to be a lot more potent for her than what it is for someone else. So you want to start giving examples that speak more potently to her life conditions of being a high achieving woman with a high demand career, right? With that type of lifestyle and what she actually wants in relation to those aspects of her life. That's what's going to help you pre-qualify to your audience and say, hey, this is the type of person you are. This is where you are. This is what you want. And this is specifically what that looks like. Because then what's going to happen is those people are going to start to resonate with your content so much more versus the people who are maybe wanting to like lose the weight and feel better, right? But they're not necessarily relating because they're not in a place of being a high achiever or having a six-figure job. They're more so in the place of like struggling to pay their bills and they can, you know, barely afford their membership. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just knowing your ideal client and knowing how to pre-qualify people that are at a place where they're ready to invest. And doing all of this, this is the labor really when it comes to setting yourself up for success on your sales calls. It's all of the content that you're creating is pre-qualifying your ideal client, your audience, so that when they get on the call, like Dan was saying, it's like a no-brainer. Yeah, I mean, that's really the magic of your content. That's really the magic of what we want to support you in being able to do is not just speaking to anybody and hopping on calls whenever somebody's like, tell me more, but you're educating them. You're pre-qualifying them. You're saying, hey, this is who you are. This is where you're at. And this is specifically how I work, right? So this is the other big piece that you need to be doing before you ever get on a call with somebody is making sure that they fully understand your methodology, your philosophies, and your actual program and offer, right? You're positioning your sales call not as a free consultation or free discovery call. You want to position it as an enrollment call. That's a huge shift because then people recognize that, oh, this isn't a, let me just get free information from you, right? And have the expectation that I'm just going to be sitting here learning, oh, this is me prepared to enroll potentially in this program, which is the other big piece.
And with that, Sophie mentioned it really quickly, but I want to stress that a little bit as well, because you might be at the phase in your business where you could really pull off having them work a little bit to get to that point. So you pre-qualify them with your content? Absolutely. You let them know what's up? Absolutely. But instead of just allowing them to immediately schedule a call with you, have them work a little bit. Have them fill out a form. Have them apply to have an enrollment call with you. It doesn't need to be long. It could be a form that they fill out in 3 minutes and they have questions in there that further pre-qualify them. For example, it could be something as simple as, are you prepared to invest in getting results or invest in your results, invest in your growth? Ask them what their challenges are. Ask them why it's important to them to change now. Ask them if they tried to do anything like this before and what was that like? What worked, what didn't work for them? So that you can really see. You can also ask them for how much they earn at that point to see whether they'd even be able to afford your services. You can get a lot of information out of these forms. And so one, yeah, it'll kind of allow you to pick and choose. So you can see someone who is not part of your audience at all, coming from a mile away, and then politely explain, you know, show them like, hey, I'm not your person, right? And hopefully you'd be able to refer them to someone who is. And then when someone does actually show up who is part of your ideal client audience, you'll know. You'll also know ahead of time of what they're working with. So you're even more prepared for the sales call. So both of you guys are more prepared for the sales call, but it also is very powerful for them because we tend to value things that we have to work for, even if it's 3 minutes of filling out forms online. So you see how this is really just the conversation, like Sophie said, you know, begins a lot earlier, but it continues every step along the way, showing them that they're about to hop onto an enrollment call in which they are applying to work with you. That's a huge switch. It's a huge power dynamic in there where you are truly showing up as the powerful expert. And they already know you. They've seen your stuff. So it's their turn to show who they are to you, to show you why you should work with them. That's a complete switch. And again, that just makes the sales call even easier. It's not really a sales call by that point. It's a connection to see whether you want to work with each other. Do you guys vibe with each other? Do you feel each other? And so then really it's the question of, do I like this person? Is this person going to make my heart happy when I work with them or not? And you see, it's a totally different kind of call than, can I convince this person to work with me, right? It's a total flip. Can I get this person? Can I sign this person? No. It becomes, do I really want to work with this person or not? Have they shown me something? Is there an energy? Is there some sort of spark that I see? Because those are really the people you want to work with. Those are the people who are going to give you the great testimonials and referrals. Those are the people who are going to go up online when you post something and tell the rest of the world to work with you. And if that feels weird to you right now, let me just tell you that both Sophie and I have that. We have a lot of our clients online saying, stop everything, work with Sophie. She's the shit. And if you work with anybody else, you're a fool, right? Like, people will do that for you. And it starts way, way, way earlier than you might think. And that's why putting in these little things, you know, they are little steps, a little tweak here, a little tweak there. And then you set up this entire experience for your potential clients that begins way before the call.
Yeah. Mic drop. I love it. We've just dove in so deep on so much of this, and there are literally so many gold nuggets just in this episode. It's like a full-on sales training. It's kind of ridiculous. But anywho, in the next video or in the next episode, what we're going to do is actually go through the sales conversation. But before we do that, we're going to just wrap this episode up for you, and I'm going to give you a fun little task to really support you in starting to get clear on how you're positioning yourself, because that's really what this is. It's positioning yourself, it's creating your messaging, it's becoming more magnetizing, and it's pre-qualifying, right? So step number one, what is the actual offer? And who is this offer actually for? Let's get clear on those two things. Write those down for yourself. When you have that, next piece is, what's the actual result? What is the main driving force for this specific person to invest in this service? Meaning, what is the thing that they believe doing this is going to give them that is going to shift everything else in their life? And it may be one or two things, and that's okay. If you're not super sure, write what's coming up for you. And if you have had past clients, reflect on what they have shared with you have been like the biggest things. It's like, I want to do this because this specific reason, right? Then from there, when you figure out like what's that ultimate dream desire, that main result that they're after, come up with a list of benefits, right? How are they believing that achieving this specific result or outcome is going to benefit them in every aspect of their life? Now, you can look at your ideal clients, and what I would encourage is picking what areas of their life are most relevant to them with where they are right now, right? What areas of their life are most important to what it is they're trying to do? Maybe for them, it's relationships. Maybe it's family, maybe it's career, maybe it's money, right? Maybe it's health, maybe it's self-love. Figure out the top 2 to 3, maybe even 4 if there aren't that many, that are most relevant to them, because there's always going to be some that are more relevant than others. And then look at how the work that you're doing with them and the result that they're creating is benefiting them in each of those areas, and write down as many benefits as possible. And then what you want to do is you want to start actually integrating and interlacing this into your content on social and start positioning what it is that you're doing through that perspective of the benefits and the results that you're cultivating for your audience. And of course, similar to what we were talking about earlier, start to actually come up with specific examples of what that looks like based on the socioeconomic status of that ideal client. So you're pre-qualifying the type of people that you're working with, and you're not just hopping on the phone with anyone.
Oh man, I really hope you do this. really. It will change the game for you. Now, if you got a lot out of this podcast, we want to know. So do us a favor, hop on iTunes, leave us a 5 stars, leave us a comment on their review, or you can just take a screenshot of this podcast on your phone, throw it up on your Insta stories and tag us. We'd love to see that this is really making a difference for you. And share it out, right? We want to share this with as many people as possible so that we can all prosper. There's no reason that any one of us should just hold all this to ourselves. So if you really liked it, hook other people up by sharing this out and letting us know also that we're on the right track for you, that we're doing something that is really going to change the game. And thank you for spending all this time with us.
Heck yeah. We appreciate you guys. And if you have any questions, post them on social. Tag us, reach out. And if there's other pieces that maybe you want us to go a little bit more in depth in for future episodes, let us know. Again, we really do feed off of the feedback that you give us, and we really want to tailor these episodes for you. So reach out, let us know what's present for you. Give us that review, give us some shout outs. We love hearing from you. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Lots of love.